Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast we have prepared for Thursday, May 13th, 2010. Actually, that happens to be my brother Pat's birthday. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is preparing these messages that we call Daily Encouragements. And today, our lesson, it's got an unusual title. We hope you hang with us today because there is a spiritual lesson. But it's titled, Lessons from the Stink Bug. Well, our scripture text is not going to be about a stink bug, but is a passage from 2 Corinthians 2, 14 through 16.
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved, and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life.
We are being inundated with a little insect known as the stink bug. Actually, its full name is the brown marmorated stink bug, and scientific name, Halomorpha halis, just in case you want to try to impress someone today. It was not previously seen on our continent, but was accidentally introduced into eastern Pennsylvania, likely in a shipment from Asia, first collected in September of 1998 in Allentown, Pennsylvania. That happens to be where my niece and her husband live. But it probably arrived several years earlier. As of March 2010, Halomorpha halis has been recorded in 36 counties, including Lancaster, as if we didn't know that.
Well, the little critters are all over. They were even in our Christmas boxes over Christmas, and what annoyance it was to take out pretty Christmas
stuff. Actually, one got up in a light as Brooksine was working on the other computer, and I opened it so it would drop out, and it dropped right on her.
If you pick up one of these, it has a very distinct odor or stink. Although, Stephen doesn't find it terribly unpleasant as some odors, like a skunk spray, nor do I. It's not that bad, or not that long-lasting at least. The smell comes from a stinky liquid that flows from two glands on the bug's thorax. Once released, the odor remains on whatever the stink bug touches. To most predators, a stink bug tastes as bad as it smells. Many birds spit out the stink bugs right after biting into them. However, other birds don't seem to mind a stink bug's taste. Now, I do want you to know that Stephen and I have neither tried to taste one.
We don't know how they taste. Well, we enjoy pleasant scents in our home, and especially the scented candles. Brooksine just loves the scented candles. A wonderful olfactory experience, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not, but is a visit to the Yankee Candle flagship store in South Deerfield, Massachusetts, where they have an incredible variety of scented candles. In fact, you'll find 400,000 candles in over 200 different famous Yankee scents. When we lived in New England, that was a pleasant day trip and a favorite spot for Brooksine. I was especially intrigued at how they came up with so many scents and did such an outstanding job of replicating them. But we are quite certain there will be no market for the stink bug scented candle, which I have a picture of on the site today. Although I'm pretty sure I would be the first and probably only one to suggest such an idea.
Smell is a sense, pleasant or unpleasant, that is detected by inhaling air carrying airborne molecules of a substance. Our scent detector comes from the olfactory gland. Adjectives that describe smells such as reek, stench, or putrid are the kind of situations we all seek to avoid by pinching our nostrils and breathing through our mouth. Words such as aroma, fragrance, or perfume invite us to inhale deeply in hopes that the pleasant smell will linger. Around here, we especially enjoy when the winds from Mount Joy send a wonderful aroma from the chocolate factory right to our house. Not inside, but outside, we can smell it at times. On the other hand, we sure can do without the stench a few times each year when the farmers spread manure, and especially true during the picnic season.
Well, let's get to the Bible text. Likewise, Paul describes contrasting scents in today's text. Quote a portion. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. The smell of a rat is extremely offensive to my sensory glands, or I should say the thought of it. But to the hawk, a rat scent is much like a succulent sirloin steak sizzling on the grill.
Well, the message of the gospel is to be released in the world through the transmission of God's word and through our Christian testimony. It should always be sweet-smelling to God and to those who are being saved. But some are repulsed by our fragrance of life because they have chosen the spiritual smell of death. Those are the biblical terms that we quoted earlier. They've chosen the temporal thrills over the eternal existence of life in heaven.
Paul is thanking God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, which is imagery of the Roman triumphal procession. The victorious Roman general would lead his soldiers and the captives they had taken in festive procession, while the people watched and applauded as the air was filled with sweet smells released by the cloud of spice-filled incense in the streets. To the victors, the aroma was sweet, but to the captives in the parade, it was the smell of slavery and death.
We as believers are called to spiritual warfare, and we are triumphantly led by God through Christ Jesus. Left to our own frailties, we could not spread the fragrance of life, but it is through the power of God that we spread the fragrance of life everywhere we go.
Today, whether you're in your own home, your workplace, the store, visiting a hospital or prison, or anywhere else, may the fragrance of Christ be released through your words, your attitudes, and your actions. May others want to linger and take in the life-giving aroma of Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for our five senses of seeing, tasting, touching, hearing, and smelling. These are essential to our lives as we gather and disseminate information from our sensory glands. As we interact with others today, we want to release the aroma of Christ as the Holy Spirit makes us adequate for the task before us. We choose to focus on what you can do through us, not on what we can do in our own strength. May others look beyond our physical inadequacies as they breathe in the spiritual fragrance of Christ, as his sweet presence is released through our endeavors. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for joining us. We do have a picture of a stink bug on the site today if you're interested. Initially, it was the picture at the very top of our message. And for those of you that read our materials, you know we usually try to put up a real pretty picture there. And for a while I had it, but then I thought, oh my, I'm liable to turn people off before they even read the message. So instead, I have a picture of a Yankee Candle jar.
I would have edited that.
She would have edited that before I did, if I would have let it go. But nevertheless, down in the body, when I describe the stink bug, I have a photo. And then actually a little bit of a, oh, it's not Photoshop, I have even, but then I have a picture of a Yankee Candle jar with a stink bug picture on it. And a little point I made about ever developing such a candle, which would never sell. Well, we can't share that scent. I did do some study and find out there are technologies coming, apparently, that can transmit scents through the Internet. You'll have to click on a link on my site today for that. But regarding music, we do have a couple of songs. It's not a theme really common in Scripture we both considered regarding fragrance and that type of thing. But there's a song by Rita Springer titled Fragrant Offering. Have a video link to that today, as well as a song, a beautiful orchestrated version of a song of commitment by Paul Baloche. Is that how you say it, Brooksine? Called Offering. And this is actually Christmas theme, but my, the instrumentation is outstanding, and it's the same basic song. And I finally today have, for those of you that, like me, are terminally curious, have a Penn State University fact sheet on the stink bug. And studying up and reading several sites, apparently the greatest problem is in the Allentown area where my niece Heidi and her husband live. Now, I put this in writing and I'm going to put it in verbally as well. Please don't report us to the insect rights people. I don't know if they have such people yet, but they probably will. but we usually try to flush the stink bugs we find down the toilet. Well, have a blessed day today, and allow Christ to not only shine through you, but may you indeed be the aroma of Christ.